Blog Talk Radio.
Hater Radio. Hater Radio. Hater Radio. If you don't know, now you know. Nobody's expendable. Wake y'all ass up. Wake y'all ass up. Hater Radio. Big Shy Getty. Live. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Cyberhood. I hope everybody had a great night. And a beautiful morning, you know what I'm saying? I hope you ate your breakfast, you know what I'm saying? Made breakfast for the kids, the fam. Thank y'all for joining us today. We got a good one tonight. We are back with no lacking, back with a new episode, What Now Black Man Volume 2. I know y'all heard the Volume 1, you know what I did? If you haven't, you need to peep that, because we're coming up with so much to progress for our black men out there, even white men, whoever, to progress, you know, to make it in this world. You understand? We talking about how do we restore our respect as kings in this white man's world. We should never ask for acceptance, though. Just make them love us through our talent and our success. I remember growing up with Reaganomics, which first the government made us depend. They made us very dependent and made all the household families made us used to get used to these handouts. Just like a junkie, we were introduced to a quick fix. I'm using that's a fix as financial handout. Then we was cut off. Born in the projects because we were all still, they trying to make a scientific project. Why you think they call it a project? I mean, we all got to beat these, you know what I'm saying, statistics they have on the black man that we kill our own. They say we kill our own, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they might enhance those records and those numbers just to make us feel like there's no hope.
Like, it's no hope.
Like, I mean, we have to stick together as black men. Back in the day, we kind of, I had OGs I could speak to when I had questions to answers of life. They might have not been able to give me all the answers to my questions, but they could tell me, and they gave their time out to tell me their struggles or what they went through. You know what I'm saying? Because right now we have a war on our soil right now. Fight wars overseas, but we have a war right here that once we have a system designed to try to make us fail, designed to try to keep us down, designed to keep us from staying with our families, being there for our families. It gets real deep.
It do.
I mean, we can talk about the police presence in our community, the relationship of the black man and the police. If you had a next door neighbor, just tell me this. This is what I like to know, because in the hood, we got a policy. They call it no snitch policy. But would you call it a protecting policy if it was your kid getting fucked up? You want somebody to help. But people got this no snitch. It doesn't mean that you go out and let whatever happened in your life happen with no help. You know what I mean? We gotta take it. I'm not going to take it there, but I'm saying, what about you looking out for your neighbor? What about that? You know what I'm saying? If you had a next door neighbor and heard him beating on his wife every day, would you just turn your cheek?
Damn.
I mean, what would you do? Do that make your character better when your character is built on things you do in life.
Believe it.
To make it better. The
things you
I mean,
through.
For you to turn your back if you knew this woman was getting beat on her by her husband every day.
Believe
but then you go back to the no snitch policy. That should be on your conscience. I mean, do something to help instead of hurting the community. Do something instead of throwing your cigarette boxes on the ground, you know what I'm saying, wearing your pants on the ground. Help your community. Community service it is a good thing. You can go do community service for 2 hours. We have to give back to our community. But back to the cyber subject of talking about the police presence in the community. I want to know, what would y'all do if you heard your next door neighbor's
husband
beating on her? What would you do?
Damn.
That's that brings me back to the case that happened in Cleveland.
That was fucked up.
Where that psycho had a prison camp of girls in his basement. Nothing. I'm talking about, it was going on for years. How would you feel as a neighbor? I mean, you would watch this drug dealer all day.
All day.
You would watch him all day, and you could tell me his colors and everything he had on, but you didn't see nothing.
Nothing.
That's what I mean is some foul bullshit right there. You know what I'm saying?
Believe
that's
it,
real
it
foul.
It's messed up, man.
And now
it's messed up.
We got this world that's so, everybody think everything's over and it's no hope, that it's don't hope. Nobody else want to work hard at trying to heal this world.
Believe
you know what I'm saying? We got oil spills going on, seafood that we're eating.
Oh.
Do you think that's good food?
No.
I mean, do you really believe that right now you could take a pot
and
you could fill it up with water and you could throw some oil, cooking oil, whatever the fuck, in your shit? And you tell me, where does that go?
Yeah,
is it cleaning that up? You can't clean that up.
Can't clean,
you know what I'm saying?
You can't
but
do it.
What now, black man? What can we do
to enhance
our thoughts as being better black men, better fathers?
Believe.
That's me speaking in the mirror when we speak.
In the
I'm on Hater Radio and I'm speaking through the mirror.
Believe. Because
we going to get solutions to us uplifting ourselves and stop. Our negative thoughts can be so treacherous to our living, our everyday living. If you always thinking like the worst of things, you can always think of what could happen, but don't always think negativity and think that, if I make a move and I do this, it's not going to work.
Don't do it like that.
No, you keep on continuing to work. We got a higher learning watching us right now,
watching us,
watching what we do, our every move. So we can't be out there making bad karma, burning bridges, doing everything that, you know what I'm saying, will help stagnate your growth.
Can't do
it. Right now it's about us uplifting each other. I mean, I know it's hard. You might have a little money. You might have these kids. You know what I'm saying? When you get your kids, you want to be able to take your kids out to different fun events and doing fun things. But when you ain't got that, mentally, it can stagnate you.
Right.
But we can't let that stagnate us. We can get our kids and go ahead and walk to the park and do whatever we got to do to make good memories.
Because
good memories is what make good people.
Oh,
so if you got bad memories, then that's what helps make bad people.
Hell yeah.
I mean, we have to sit down, talk to our kids, talk to these black men out here that feel like we feel sometimes like the walls caving in on us. There's no hope, but there is hope. There's hope for you to. You can call in a Hater Radio right now. Voice your opinion. I'm always here. Big Shy Getty, always here, and I hear you out. We got to go back to mentoring our black men, being there for them, talk to them. I mean, I got a lot of situations where we. At work or whatnot, I might be out somewhere, and an older cat might see a kid or a black man walk by pants sagging, and he'd be like, "Damn, look at this motherfucker," and chalk him off. And I'm like, "Man,
folks,
we need to start talking to these folks.
Talk to them,
see what's in their mind."
Believe.
And he like, "Oh no, they ain't listening." See, that's not helping us at all.
At all.
Even though that man might not agree with what you're saying. But them 2 ears, he's definitely listening.
He's listening.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm back with a new episode. What now, black man?
What now,
Big Shy Getty, live from the cyberhood. I would love for y'all to call in and voice your opinion. Let's build to this good energy.
Believe it.
Right now, call in. Call in to 347-633-9524. Add on to the cyber subject.
I want
to
hear
from you. Right now,
we're
going to take it to the Cyber Beats of the Day. Hater Radio.
Hater Radio, full effect. You already know. Hater Radio.
Let's get it.
Hater Radio.
Yeah.
Live from the Cyber.
Episode What Now, Black Man?
Volume 2.
been a bit of problem, man.
Yeah, you might be the problem. Chuck D, ain't you got no last name? Boy.
Boy.
Hey, where y'all going anyway?
Yo, we going to the beach, G.
To the beach,
man.
Y'all know what happened down there about this time last year, don't you?
You know, we do whatever we do, we survive, bro.
Stop it.
Our mental thoughts
which can stagnate us also. We need to speak. Let it out.
Let it out.
You don't have to do nothing irrational. Let's speak. No. Let's talk. Let's do bigger things, black men. We are so talented. Hey, the radio.
I'm going
to take y'all one more game. Back to the Cyber Beats of the day.
Yeah. I'm going
to get back at y'all with the public service announcement. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't be a wound. Hey, the radio.
Fire and all the old school cats. We need to bring the music back to the respect factor. You can talk about something, but we got to, hey, they sugarcoated a little bit. But I love the message, how they sent it out. You know what I mean? Showing love. Let's go back to the days, hugging our girls, telling her, baby, I love you. Baby, I miss you. Kiss your girls before you leave. Right now, it's so much change that come upon what we used to learn. What we knew, what we was our upbringing. It's so many different ideas right now. I mean, I guess people say we have to adhere to a lot of stuff. But whatever makes things happy and fun, you know what I'm saying? We have to do. We got to keep the good relationships going on. Show love to our family members. And just keep it all on you. Right now, I'm back with the public service announcement. Public service announcement is...
What's up?
We have to start with ourselves before we can heal the world. Heal us heal each other within, and then we ready to begin.
We ready.
Hey, the radio.
Hey, the radio.
Public service announcement.
Yeah.
Cyber Beats of the day.
Hey, the radio. Radio! Okay.
Caller, while we got time, Live caller. You're live on the air. Hater Radio. Back to the boys.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm from Mississippi, nigga. I'm talking about we used to get that motherfucking money on the block. I'm talking about I'm down for my black man. I'll have him beat the motherfucking police up. Motherfuck them, nigga. I don't give a fuck about the police. They don't give a fuck about me, nigga. When I was slain, they had me on video. When I went to court, they said, talking about that's you, nigga. That ain't me. That ain't me, nigga. They ain't got that me. So I'm down for all my goddamn nigga. We can go at the motherfucking police, man. We can go at the motherfucking police. Right. I don't give a fuck.
Thank you for
I'm
calling in, live caller. Much love out there.
Much love. Much love, man.
Hey, that boy crazy right there, boy. Hey, Hater Radio, call in to your boy Big Shot Getty.
Yeah.
Voice your opinion. We getting close to the end, y'all.
Close to the end.
Much love to all my real G's out there.
Yeah.
Let's keep it OG stat. Let's take it back to the Cyber Beats of the day.
Yeah.
Call in.
Memphis. Everybody, Cali. Stand up. Hater Radio.
Hater Radio, have a good night. Then we meet again. Hater Radio.